It was a window into the world of cinema that I hadn't had before, because it was a director simultaneously talking about his own work, but doing so in a way that was utterly unpretentious and had no pomposity.
There was starting to be these kind of erudite conversations about the art form. But, you know, Truffaut was the first one where you really felt that, you know, they were talking about the craft of it.
That was incredibly fascinating to me, that these two people from very different worlds were both doing the same job, how they would talk about things.
C'est pas juste Truffaut a fait un livre sur Hitchcock. Le livre de Truffaut sur Hitchcock, il est une pièce essentielle de son œuvre.
I think it conclusively changed people's opinions about Hitchcock. And so Hitchcock began to be taken much more seriously.
At that time, the general consensus and climate was a bullying, as usual, by the establishment as to what serious cinema is. So it was really revolutionary. Based on what the Truffaut-Hitchcock book was, we became radicalized as movie makers. It was almost as if somebody had taken a weight off our shoulders and said, yes, we can embrace this, we can go.